B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We're coming out swinging here.
All right.
You ready for this?
Let her rip. Let's go.
A Chinese boy has had a 5-foot-long cable cord removed from his bladder by surgeons after the metal wire was stuck inside his body for about 5 years.
Jeez.
The 10-year-old boy named Dudu.
Well, there you go.
Had inserted the metal wire into his penis out of boredom.
Oh, my God.
All the way in into his penis.
According to the child's father.
They don't have video games.
That's what Dudu did.
Dudu done did that.
The incident came to light when the youngster was rushed to the hospital after he started peeing blood.
Oh, my God.
It had been in there for 5 years.
5 years.
Oh, my God.
The boy is said to have recovered after undergoing an emergency operation, removed the power cable at a children's hospital in Nanchang.
They said the kid always appeared wired.
Oh! Dudu's parents recently took their son to seek medical attention after the boy found blood in his urine and had difficulties peeing. The child underwent an emergency surgery after the doctors spotted a foreign object inside Dudu's bladder on an X-ray scan. Footage shows a medic pulling out the cable cord from the youngster's bladder after surgically opening up the youngster's belly.
How bored do you have to be to do that?
Dr. Rao, a urologist who led the operation, said, "We've removed a lot of foreign objects, but we've never seen cases like this before. We're very, very shocked, just unimaginable." After the operation, Dudu confessed to his parents that he had inserted the metal cord about 5 years ago out of boredom. So, this is Dudu Brown, by the way. That's the song. Dudu's father said that it was around 2015 or 2016 when he put it in. The kid said that he was bored and he put it in there himself.
I'm sorry, bored is not an excuse for that. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So the...
it just makes you cross your legs.
Yeah.
Do.
You're all over the place.
I know.
Dudu feces is what I was looking for. Okay. All right.
My goodness.
I keep writing down stuff for sound effects.
Dudu feces, of course.
We got Dudu Brown. We got the Dudu. But listen, I wasn't able to write it all down.
There was Dudu feces thrown all over the walls.
He got it.
Pay dirt.
The parent added, but he never told us about it. We had absolutely no idea. Now, Dr. Rao said that similar cases are not unheard of. He said we see about 20 to 30 cases like this every year among children aged 4 to 10.
Are you kidding me?
Not 5-foot-long cables,
yes.
But they're putting stuff up in there.
Is that not painful?
It's got to be painful.
I mean, I've had a catheter once in my life, and it wasn't painful. I was out, but the notion of doing that while I was awake to myself?
Yes.
No.
Agreed. All right, undergoing surgery or cosmetic procedures of any kind can come with a number of risks, but you ending up with a square head probably isn't one that you would expect. Unfortunately, a young woman claimed she experienced this very thing after getting her face done, that's what she said, and was left with temporary swelling and bruising resulting in a square face.
She looked like SpongeBob?
Not quite like SpongeBob, and actually the tweets and so forth responding said she looked like Lord Farquaad.
Oh, yeah.
Which she does.
Really? Oh, man. Yes. That's unfortunate.
She said that Sophia Marquin is her name. A 19-year-old from Australia shared a clip on TikTok revealing her new look after undergoing what's called a Kybella treatment. The procedure, which is a non-surgical injection technique used to reduce excess fat beneath the chin, left her face extremely swollen and puffy, resulting in her usually pointy chin appeared to be completely square.
And they say it's guaranteed to make you look like your favorite Shrek character.
In the clip, she said, "Yep, so just got some lovely needles into my face. My family has absolutely no idea what I've just done, and I'm about to get the reaction." Jeez. Up first was her dad, who gasped at the sight of his daughter in disbelief. "Oh, my goodness," he said, with his mouth, hand over his mouth. And his wife reacted the same way. Her sister walked in and reacted in possibly the best way. After seeing her face, she ran through the house in fits of laughter before dropping on the floor in shock.
That's what a sister's supposed to do.
And her best friend, however, this is the best friend's reaction. She approached her front door. Sophia's family at the home proceeded with caution, admitted that she was scared of her by her new look.
So it's a pretty austere...
Yeah, Nick's got a picture of it on the monitor over there if you want to see her. So it's ranked up about 3.6 million views so far.
Man. Yeah. I will say her eyebrows look pretty good, Kath.
They do? Yep. I was actually looking at them.
Many others expressed their confusion as well. Some not only said it was Lord Farquaad, but that she looked like Buzz Lightyear as well.
Oh, is that a desirable look for most young women?
The Kybella is an FDA-approved treatment, and some common side effects include pain, swelling, bruising, redness, and numbness. She has yet to show a final reveal as swelling still persists.
So God almighty.
We'll see how that turns out. Yeah. Let's see here. Walkers are relieving themselves on the grounds of Queen Elizabeth's Scottish residence. And by relieving themselves, I mean they're taking dumps on the royal
Queen Elizabeth?
Land. That is correct.
What's all this crap here?
Employees at Balmoral Castle, which the Queen frequently visits for holidays throughout the year, have complained about wet wipes being left on the estate.
Oh, my God.
And urge people not to use the spot as an outdoor toilet.
What a lovely day for us, for stroll. What is that smell?
Most public facilities are closed in the United Kingdom due to the country's lockdown, but people are allowed to exercise and socialize outside, leading many to seek quiet public places if nature calls during a day out.
But you crap there?
The staff at Balmoral wrote, disappointed to see so many wipes discarded on the estate today, not next to paths and monuments. Please remember, there are no public toilets open for miles around at the moment. Part of the problem is that we're seeing a lot of non-biodegradable wipes being discarded in the countryside. They also wrote, as people are choosing to relieve themselves right next to busy paths or monuments, rather than move a little bit further away to avoid contamination. But the castle acknowledges that people may need to relieve themselves while walking around the royal estate. And they said, if you need to pee, please do so at least 30 meters from locks or streams.
Wait, you got to know the metric system as well.
If you need to defecate, do so as far away as possible from buildings, paths, watercourses, and farm animals. Bury feces in a shallow hole and replace the turf. They actually wrote this.
That's what it's come to. And don't you dare crap near an animal.
Hot weather in recent days has prompted many Britons to visit beaches, parks, and patches of countryside around the country.
Wow.
The Queen and members of the family spend several weeks each year at the 50,000-acre estate in the Scottish Highlands. She has spent most of Britain's lockdown in another royal estate at Windsor near London.
It's a beautiful, as you would well imagine, estate. It's amazing. So the notion of taking a dump at the location is... it's kind of horrifying.
One last story, and I'm going to run out of music here, but I want to put this in anyway. A suspected drunk driver smashed his vehicle into a Chevron gas station in Seebeck, Washington on Sunday morning and then drove away from the scene. But he did make it to Sesame Street, where he abandoned his damaged SUV and ran off into the woods. Heiko was brought into the scene and tracked down the suspect in the woods, and it didn't take long, just off of Sesame Street. Deputies learned that it was the driver's fifth DUI within 10 years and booked into the county jail for investigation.
Down on Sesame Street.
Of multiple charges, including felony DUI. Yes, it all happened on Sesame Street.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
An Ohio couple stopped for a slice of Little Caesar's pizza on Saturday night, but were appalled when they opened the box to an offensive message. Did you see this?
No, what is it?
Misty Laska and her husband Jason opened their pizza box to pepperonis placed on their pizza to form a swastika.
Oh, jeez.
And I saw a picture of this thing, and there's no mistaking it.
Have they changed their little character?
Yeah, it's a little Nazi now. Yeah.
Nazi.
They snapped a photo of the pizza with a swastika sign that happened to be backwards, actually, and posted it to social media. They say they want the folks responsible to be held accountable. I am curious what they thought when whoever it is made this, what they were thinking. Like, oh, they'll get the joke. Or,
hey, it's a Hindu symbol.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the original symbol backwards like this. They'll get it.
Or perhaps they'll think they won a contest.
Or how would you think that you would ever keep your job if you did something like that?
Yeah, they'll chuckle.
They say they want the folks responsible to be held accountable. Yeah, they said even if this was just a joke internally for the employees, just stop. stop with the symbolism and let it go away. A statement from Little Caesar said, we have zero tolerance for racism and discrimination in any form. And these franchise store employees were immediately terminated. We're deeply disappointed that this happened, as this conduct is completely against our values.
And they didn't order pepperoni.
Yeah, how about that? Three people have died, three others in critical condition. One person is permanently blind after apparently drinking hand sanitizer that contained methanol. The cases were reported to the New Mexico Poison Control Center. Health Department confirmed that the cases were related to alcoholism, by the way.
Of course.
Authorities have noted that people with substance abuse issues, particularly within the homeless community, have been known to use sanitizer and other products as a substitute for alcohol and liquor. And Kathy, you were talking about these ones that had methanol in there, and that even putting it on your skin is bad for you. And these people were drinking
it.
Health officials have warned against drinking hand sanitizer. And officials said the use of hand sanitizers containing methanol for any purpose may result in poisoning. So, yeah, don't do that. Parents are outraged after seeing a school board member for Western Heights in Oklahoma City drink a beer during a recent meeting.
Was it a Zoom meeting?
I believe so.
Okay.
Many parents are now parents are now questioning every decision she's made, and others are calling for her resignation. On Thursday night, board member Linda Farley made a motion. Then, while President Robert Everman was calling for a second to the motion, you can see Farley take a sip from a Corona Extra bottle. Her excuse is quite interesting, too. So Everman didn't see what happened during the meeting, but he did see the screenshots, although he still wasn't sure it was a beer. He said, I have no idea. It could have been. He said, I have no idea what it could have been. I have no idea what she may have had. I don't know. Come on. Farley later sent a statement apologizing and confirming that she was, in fact, drinking a beer. She said, I first want to apologize. I made a mistake, and I am sorry if it's caused any embarrassment to our district. I was extremely sick at last night's board meeting and continue to be sick today.
So I thought a beer would help me get over the sickness.
I've been suffering from a severe kidney infection and have been bedbound for the last few days. Even though I was in my own home during the meeting, I should have used better judgment. I was only present because we were not sure we had a quorum to conduct business. Nevertheless, I should not have drunk a beer during the meeting in order to flush out my kidneys.
So it's stupid.
Using beer to flush out.
To flush out your kidneys.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd water.
Yeah, something else.
Nah, it doesn't have the kick.
In hindsight, I should have remained in bed and skipped the meeting. Again, I am sorry, and I can only ask for forgiveness and assure you that it will not happen again.
So that was sick.
She was sick. A man lands himself back in jail for the third time in 4 days. On Sunday afternoon, deputies arrested 32-year-old Devin Roberts for drinking and being in possession of alcohol, which violated terms of his bond from previous arrests. Deputies discovered the violations when pulling over a vehicle and arresting the driver for being under the influence, and Roberts was the passenger. On Saturday, the day before, Roberts had been arrested for trying to start a fight with a male grocery store worker and had been making obscene remarks toward female employees. The sheriff, William Gilbert, then found the 32-year-old at his home passed out in the front seat of a running vehicle while under the influence of alcohol. He already had a suspended license from previous DUIs. He also left his 3-year-old son at home with another adult who was also inebriated.
Okay.
At that time, he was out on bond for felony theft after stealing equipment from the city. On Tuesday, Roberts had called the sheriff's office and a deputy came to his home. He told the deputy that he had taken a waterproof case that was sitting next to a dumpster. He then told law enforcement when he opened the case, and inside were items labeled as property of the city. However, deputies later found out the case had been taken from a city building and contained emergency lights, hydraulic pumps, and other items that were valued at more than $5,000. So he stole it. He faces multiple charges stemming from these incidents. So in 3 times in 4 days, he got arrested.
I want to apologize for not going 4 for 4.
And then one last story, and there was a picture of this. An elderly couple was holding up traffic heading to the beach in Florida by riding their electric scooters on the highway.
No. Oh, my God.
And they are on a highway bridge, so there was no way for people to get around them. The pair were riding alongside each other with American flags prominently displayed on the unusual mode of transport. They led a long line of cars crossing a bridge heading towards the beach in Navarre, Florida. People are not required to have a license to drive a scooter in the state and are not allowed to drive on footpaths, apparently.
What's the speed those things max out at?
So maybe the highway, they're the
5 miles an hour?
Maybe 5 miles an hour. That's what I'm thinking. And there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.